The sermon for today is on the gospel reading, Matthew 13, 44 through 52. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, we hear our Lord speak in parables. Leading up to these parables, Jesus had spoken parables to the crowds, namely the parable of the sower, the parable of the weeds, the parable of the mustard seed, and the parable of the leaven. But in today's gospel reading, Jesus is not speaking to the crowds. He is speaking to his disciples, his followers that he has set apart. The immediate context of the parables that we hear today follows Jesus' explanation to the parable of the weeds, which was our gospel reading this past Sunday. Now, why is it that Jesus continues to speak to the crowds in parables? He tells his disciples, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. And furthermore, this is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." The problem is that the crowds persist in their unbelief. They reject the clear message that Jesus had spoken to them from the beginning. They do not have ears to hear. They refuse to believe that he is God, and they refuse to believe that he has come to give up himself as payment for the sins of the world. Now, in the context of the gospel reading for today, Jesus is teaching his disciples about the kingdom of heaven through parables. In our reading today, Jesus asks his disciples, "Have you understood all these things?" They respond, "Yes, but I'll be honest, I do not fully understand all these things that Jesus is speaking in parables, and neither do I contend that his disciples." It is only two chapters after this reading that Peter asked Jesus to explain yet another parable to them. And Jesus responds to his disciples, "Are you still without understanding?" It is implied in Jesus' response that, yes, even his disciples are still without understanding. How fitting is our gradual for today? Oh, the depth of the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways. God's knowledge and wisdom is beyond our understanding. But God does not leave us without understanding. He sends forth his word and spirit into all the world, that all might hear it and receive it. God sends forth pastors and all that have received the gospel, that they would believe and confess to the world all that God has revealed through his Son. Jesus does not speak in parables to conceal from us what the kingdom of heaven is like. Rather, he speaks to us in parables to reveal the kingdom of God. We have been given the Holy Spirit, who opens and gives to us understanding of the Scriptures. So now let us meditate on the first parable from today's readings. The two parables today are the hidden treasure and the parable of the great pearl. So the first parable, Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Unfortunately, Jesus does not give us an explanation to this parable, as he did the parable of the sower and the parable of the weeds. So how are we to understand this parable? With this parable, Jesus reveals to us the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is God's rule over the lives of his children. Specifically, the kingdom of heaven is God's action of sending his Son to purchase and win us from sin, from death, and from the rule of the devil. The immediate context of this parable is important. Just prior to this parable, Jesus explained the parable of the weeds to his disciples. In that explanation, Jesus tells them that the field is the world. Therefore, it is safe to say in this parable, the field is also the world. Thus, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the world. Now, what exactly is this treasure that is hidden in the world? Theologians over the years have interpreted this treasure as many things. Some say the treasure is Jesus, who is hidden in the world, as well as in the scriptures. But if we are to follow this possibility, the conclusion of this parable becomes puzzling. If the treasure is Jesus, or the scriptures, that is hidden in the world, then it follows that a man must find Jesus and cover him up. Then in his joy, he is to go and sell all that he has and buy the world. Others say this parable is about discipleship. They assume that the life of the disciple, or even that of the Christian, is to find Jesus or the scriptures and cover them up for keeping. I assume that this means we are to give up everything for Jesus and the scriptures by selling all that we have and by purchasing the field in which these treasures are hidden. In both attempts, the disciples become the center of the parable. Both explanations are out of step from the rest of the parables. In all of the parables that teach about the kingdom of God, the lone figure acting in the narrative is God, or specifically, Jesus. For example, in the parable of the sower, Jesus is the sower that goes about casting his seed. And in the parable of the weeds, Jesus is the sower who sowed the good seed. In keeping with this teaching, I contend that we are the treasure that is hidden in the field, and Jesus is the man that has found us. Upon Jesus finding us in the world, he covers us up, and from his joy, he gives up all that he has, and he pays the price to take ownership of the world. This is in keeping with the rest of the scriptures. Jesus came to purchase us, and not us alone, but the whole world. He took upon himself our sin. He paid the debt that we could not pay. Even more, Jesus' perfect life and obedience to his Father's will is now credited to us. We are his beloved treasure, hidden in an Ohio field. We were chosen and covered up from the foundation of the world. As St. Paul says in our epistle reading today, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. We have been covered up by Jesus through the waters of holy baptism, and we have all the promises of the kingdom of heaven. As the scriptures say, the Lord our God has chosen us to be a people for his treasured possession, out of all the peoples who dwell on the face of the earth. We now await the time when we will be glorified and Jesus comes again. So, how about the second parable? Jesus said again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. In keeping with the parable of the treasure, Jesus is the merchant who is in search of his fine pearls. I contest that these fine pearls are the disciples of Jesus, Upon finding his disciples, Jesus went and sold all that he had. He sold himself, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent, bitter suffering and death to make us his own. In the midst of the disciples receiving hostility from the crowds and other religious leaders, Jesus is speaking this parable to his disciples to assure them. He's assuring them that he has come to purchase them with all that he has. It is not because they had done something to find favor before God. It is because God loves them that he keeps his oath, that which he swore to their fathers, that he would bring them out with a mighty hand and redeem them from the house of slavery. They were bought with a price, and so are we. We now have assurance with our Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. We have been purchased from the slavery of sin. We have been found and brought into the one holy Christian church. So, as we now conclude, have you understood all these things? Certainly, we cannot fully understand all these things that God speaks to us. Our understanding is not God's understanding. But thanks be to God that our inclusion as the treasure and the pearl is not reliant on our ability to understand. Our inclusion as the treasure and the pearl is dependent upon God's understanding and love that he has shown towards us in his Son. We were bought with a price that is beyond our understanding. Nothing will separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We were bought with the price of Christ's body and blood, which was poured out on the cross for the forgiveness of all our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.